You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Mom, you don't know what the fuck is going on in my dating life.
I honestly don't know what's going on.
Nothing going on.
What is going on?
I'm single as a jaybird, and my friends don't seem to give a flying fuck.
What do you want?
If you're listening right now and you're in my life right now, why have you not set me up with someone? I'm lonely as fuck out here.
Maybe because they don't want to set someone up with someone who doesn't wash their hair.
And I've got a beautiful burning ass dick right now that needs to be lotioned by someone.
Oh my God.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
And we are chatting about sex, my mother and I. And this week, we're doing it twice. How about that?
Twice this week?
Yeah. We're doing it once today. And then in a couple days, we're going to put out another episode, which is a bonus episode with a special guest, Ty Verdes.
You sneaky freaks. You get a bonus episode. I love it.
So we're going to make this one a little shorter than usual. But nonetheless, we're going to be delving into sex. And we're going to be delving into my fucking cloudy eye. I don't know why I can't see right now. Are you at all concerned about this eye?
No, I'm not concerned about your eye.
I'm going to be blind. I have a feeling I'm going to be blind in a matter of months.
Well, my eyes get cloudy too.
In a matter of months, I'm going to be blind, and I'm going to be... Luckily, I'm already prepared listening to audio erotica instead of watching porn.
Okay. Are we going into an ad right now?
No, but if anyone's interested in audio erotica, check out dipsystories.com/mom. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, I have some mom's news, mom's news, mom's news.
Mom's news.
Actually, I have two pieces of news.
This is the segment of the show where my mother tells you the most pertinent news related to sex that this world has to offer.
Exactly. And just one of them was a little observation. Mm. What is with this New York writer, Jeffrey Toobin, who was suspended masturbating during Zoom?
Oh, my God.
Now, how bold and how, what's the word? What's the word?
Ballsy?
Ballsy. Yes, exactly. Ballsy is a good word because it's kind of like a double entendre there.
Yeah, you like that?
How ballsy is it to be naked on a Zoom, masturbating, thinking no one's going to see you, and then be stupid enough to leave not only your audio on, but your video on?
Well, I don't understand. This is not the first time we've discussed this on the show. Why are these people masturbating while on work calls?
It's unbelievable.
People are constantly getting caught fucking or being naked on a Zoom. First of all, I'm naked all the time on Zoom, so I understand.
Yeah, why are you naked?
Because I joined my meditation classes, and I don't want to... It's right in the morning, and I don't want to fucking put on clothes, so I meditate in the nude in front of my Zoom.
You may have inherited this exhibitionist tendency from me.
I don't get turned on by this. My video is always off. No one sees me getting naked in front of the meditators.
So yours is more of a convenience thing. I kind of like that, too. I do my yoga sometimes, like, in my underwear, and my windows are open. And you know what? I don't give a shit.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Because who cares? Like, if they see me in my underwear, isn't that the same if they saw me at the swimming pool? Actually, I'm wearing less at the swimming pool than in my underwear.
You know what I realized the other day? Mm. My fuck den can be seen from the street. And there's a 100% chance that you could see my dick flapping around when I'm working out.
Wait, why aren't you just wearing boxers?
Sometimes wear boxers... What?
I'm guessing that you don't have clean ones and that's why you don't wear them.
That's not true. There's just some materials that are kind of harsh on
your frenulum. Testicles? Your frenulum?
It's actually the tip of my penis. And maybe that's the glands, although I think I chopped the glands off with the...
No, you didn't chop the glands. You chopped the foreskin off when you had your bris. What do you mean you chop your glands off?
Every time I fucking work out with these specific types of boxers, my dick is rubbing against it. It gets chafed. I got a chafed dick.
You need to use a little Uber loop to save the day. We're getting our ads in here, folks. Uberloop.com/mom.
We tried to code mom
or something.
We tried to do an ad for this the other day. Do you want to talk about this? Can we share this?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So one of the benefits of Uberloop is that you can it can help you with chub rub. Okay, because it, you know, lubricates, if you're, especially for athletes, if you're running.
It said in the copy, chub rub under your breasts. And I got confused and I didn't read the breast part. I just thought they meant chin. Because your sister said something about she had some irritation on her chin. I go, oh, your sister has chub rub.
Your sister has chub rub under her breasts.
I know. And what was I thinking? It wasn't under her breast. And then it set off a whole laughing attack.
Yeah, because I didn't want to hear it.
No, you said ew.
I didn't want the visual.
You said ew.
Because I didn't want to shame. Right now, I didn't want to shame anyone with chub rub under their breasts. Is this a common thing for women? They get chub rub under their breasts?
I think anywhere there's like flaps, like even...
Flaps?
Yeah, flaps.
Flaps?
Cooch flaps, every kind of flap.
I never really thought of breasts as flaps.
If you think about it, a boob is hanging. It's not, unless you're like 19, your boobs have like, they hang over some part of your chest. Even men that are on the heavier side, sometimes their tits hang over.
Have you noticed my tits have started hanging?
No, I have not noticed you've got hanging tits.
Yeah.
You've got hanging tits?
Yeah.
You're skinny as a rail. How could you have? You don't even have tits. You have nipples.
I think because of this workout that I'm doing, they're getting larger.
That's not hanging. It's just called pectoral muscles.
No
one cares about
little, you know, breasts.
They don't look like little, I wish people could see
little
you right
flaps.
Now. You sneaky freaks are missing out on a show. He's demonstrating that he's got flaps, which he doesn't have flaps. But I mean, I've seen it before, and it's a real thing that you can have like some chafing under your breasts, in which case you should use a little Ubaloo to save the day.
We'll get to the ad eventually.
It just was funny to me because I just called out your sister on having that, and she didn't even have that. She just said she had some irritation under her chin.
It was overall completely unnecessary. Can we get back to my fucking burning ass callous dick at this point? I can't jump and do jumping jacks or anything like that without getting my fucking dick like raw. What's that about?
I don't know, but maybe you should go use Manscaped.
No. So then I take off my boxers and do it naked, and then everyone from the street could see my dick flopping around.
Oh, that's
talk about a flap.
Why don't you put talcum powder down there?
No, it's fine if I'm doing it naked, but if I'm just with a coarse, you know, boxer.
Sneaky freaks, if you also have issues of working out and having irritations of different flappy areas, let us know. You can let us know on our community text, which is, I forgot.
310-356-3920.
Yeah, let us know if you have any flapping areas that need to be exfoliated.
Yeah, they feel very, you feel probably very incentivized right now. Just text us and say, hey, this is the area that's flapping for me. Will you share this on the show?
I had some anxiety too last night. Huge anxiety that I couldn't even sleep.
What?
I was going to save this. This is not part of Mom's News. This is just Mom's Anxiety. New section, Mom's Anxiety, Mom's
Anxiety.
Does
this have anything to do with sex or relationships?
It has something to do with hormones, hormones.
Okay, that works. That works. That falls in.
All right. So
we're trying to stay on topic here, people.
I'm trying to stay on
as
topic.
As you know, we've never done that before.
No, but this literally happened to me last night. I have a tube of testosterone cream that supposedly you just put it on 3 times a week. Okay, and it's supposed to help with energy, sex drive, even though my sex drive is fine, just FYI, just in case you're wondering. But it's supposed to help with energy, sex drive, sleep.
For anyone?
Bones. I don't know.
Should I be taking this?
No.
Okay.
It's when you have low testosterone, like if you're going through menopause or all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. My testosterone is too high right now.
You have too high of testosterone.
I'm ravenous.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. But this has nothing to do with my issue.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
So I have this tube, which expired a year ago because I was supposed to use it a year ago and decided not to use it.
Oh, God.
So I already got anxious about that. But I talked to the doctor. She said, it may not be as potent, but it's still good.
Yeah, they always say that shit.
Yeah.
What about all the rest of the shit that's in there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be, I don't know, but I just decided to use it anyway.
Okay, you're going to scald your arm off.
It says you need four, like it's a 1 milligram or four clicks. So last night I went and did it and I realized I may not have been doing 4 clicks. I might have been doing 4 clicks 4 times, meaning 16 clicks.
What?
I might have overdosed myself on testosterone.
Last night?
No,
ever.
For the last 2 weeks since I started using it. Because I noticed that the entire bottle's almost done. It's supposed to last for a month and I've only used it for 2 weeks.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Why
but
are you
I'm
putting 16 clicks?
I'm probably raging with testosterone.
Why
right
were
now.
You putting 16 clicks?
I'm raging, honey. I'm raging.
I'm raging, honey.
Is it called raging or raving?
I don't know. I said I was ravenous, but I don't like when you share that with me.
Well, I'm not raging in a sexual way. I'm just, I think I'm roiding.
Oh, roiding.
No, that's steroids.
Yeah. What's going on here?
I don't know, but all of a sudden I couldn't sleep all night worrying that I have somehow overdosed myself with testosterone.
Well, don't you think you would have noticed a difference?
I don't know what the, I started Googling, of course, the thing you shouldn't do.
If you've overdosed on testosterone,
yes.
What are the side effects?
Actually, I only read like good effects about it. I heard about it from my friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and that's why I decided to try it and talk to my gynecologist about trying it. But meanwhile, I don't know if I should call the doctor. In the middle of the night, I was thinking of calling an emergency. Can you imagine me going into the emergency room?
Excuse me, doctor, I put it on four times the amount of...
Yes.
For the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
And now I feel like a little boy.
I didn't feel anything, though. That's the weird thing, and it could be because it's expired, because it was... Expired a year ago.
Yeah, so maybe you did need four
maybe
times.
Maybe I needed four times.
I bet
all
that
right.
Shit's not working at all.
So, and then I decided this morning, so I wake up in the middle of the night and decide, well, I better take Klonopin because I cannot go back to
Jesus
sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Then I got nervous about the whole Klonopin mixed with the testosterone.
No
and
one knows.
Then,
wait, for Klonopin is an like, anti-anxiety medication that is kind of like a horse tranquilizer.
It's like Valium. It's not, and I only take a quarter.
My mother's completely addicted to it.
I think I am addicted to that too. And your dog was sleeping in the bed, and I thought to myself, I don't know if I should check the breathing right now. It's 5 a.m., so I wake up D's. Tell him he should check the breathing. He can't figure out how to work my app. His phone had discharged completely, so he had no juice on his phone for the app that checks the heart rate or the breathing rate. This was all going on at 5 in the morning. He left the room.
I would have left. I would have left you in the relationship. I would have left the relationship.
I was a mess.
If my future partner wakes me up at 5 in the morning
to check their dying dog, it's for the dog.
The dog is fine.
He was coughing terribly last night. So I, in my anxiety state, was already convinced that I had overdosed. I had roided out. and I was about to not be able to read the dog's breathing, which I decided to do a manual breathing test.
Oh, Jesus. And is he alive?
He's alive, but just barely hanging on there.
Oh.
Just barely hanging on.
One of the reasons why this podcast has to be cut short is because we're taking him to the little vet.
Yeah, I'm taking him over to the vet. And then I wanted to also mention that there was another Mom's News. It was
Mom's News, part two.
Part two, kind of similar to the first part in terms of weird shit going on.
Okay.
But apparently this is from a magazine or some publication called Her. It said... EWE university student admits to having sex with sheep because he was quote unquote stressed about exams. Is that what you do when you get stressed about your exams?
That's exactly what I do.
You go out and you fuck a sheep.
I fuck a sheep.
You fuck a poor sheep. We've all read the tips on how to ease exam pressures, and this is definitely not one of them. A 23-year-old Fresno State University student has admitted to engaging in a sex act with a sheep after being caught in his California campus barn with a new.
What is with it? We should have Mr. Bean come on and talk about this because Mr. Bean is our resident sheep fucker. I don't understand why people want to be fucking sheep.
Because the vagina of a sheep, or it might be an asshole, I'm not sure, is similar to the vagina of a human. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but
I don't
you're
know.
Raping a sheep. How about that part? No one's concerned about the sheep getting raped? I guess the sheep is going to end up getting killed most likely.
No,
anyway.
No, not if it's used. He is facing...
For wool?
He is facing sexual charges of sexual assault on an animal.
Yeah,
and
that's
he informed,
fucked.
He had consumed a vast amount of alcohol and was feeling stressed about upcoming exams.
This is a little... This guy needs help.
Bah!
It's so sad. I would imagine it's kind of nice to like kind of grasp on to to wool or something like that when fucking.
By the way,
furries. I think
how
this
do
is
we
what
know that the sheep did not enjoy this?
It's not consensual. It's not good.
It's not good.
Do not condone sheep fucking on our show.
Sheep raping.
Sheep raping. It's
but we say, not to belabor the question, we don't know if the sheep enjoyed it or not.
The sheep did not enjoy this random drunk student fucking him or her. Mother, picture this. I'm sitting on my meditation cushion and I start hearing boom, 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 boom.
When you heard a crow fucking somebody? What was that?
That's my fucking neighbor getting railed. What I would rather have heard?
What?
Dipsy.
Dipsy is an audio erotica app. And what's great about it is right now, if you go to dipsystories.com/mom, you can get 30 days for free. Something that's going to help your mind when you're in quarantine or when you're lonely or when you just are kind of horny, but you can't get yourself to do anything about it. You listen to these tapes. Are they tapes?
No. It's an app. Okay. I think maybe in the 1950s it was a tape.
Well, it feels like I'm back in my bed masturbating. What can I tell you?
I am literally in my bed masturbating. And if you want to be in your bed masturbating, you should check out Dipsy.
They're real actors. It's not you being like a fucking crow or something.
No, you don't hear my voice on there, although I think that would be a turn on for everyone. You hear professional actors, and I get so sucked into it, I am able to make this huge picture in my mind. It's so much more powerful for me to get turned on than visual porn, honest to God. And guess what, my friends? You can get 30 days for free just because you listen to this podcast. All you have to do is go to dipsystories.com/mom.
It's dipsystories.com/mom.
It's also super helpful for us if you support our sponsors. So please check out dipsystories.com/mom. You can also just look in the episode description of this episode.
Uber Lube will save the day.
Uber Lube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. And it's not like one of those lubes that you put on you and it's like all this like
sticky.
It's like putting your dick in slime.
Ugh, God.
None of that shit. It is just a thin, perfect layer.
And guess what? It's great for vaginal, anal, and oral sex.
Oh.
It's a trifecta.
It's a trifecta. How about masturbating alone in your studio? It's very good for that. I can speak from firsthand experience.
Thank you for sharing, Cam.
It's scentless. It's flavorless. You can use it with condoms. And it's also very body safe. It's a perfect lube. Right now, Uber Lube is offering Sex Talk with Mom listeners a special offer. You can get 10% off and free shipping when you use our promo code MOM, M-O-M, at uberlube.com. That's 10% off and free shipping. Just use promo code MOM at uberlube.com. I think it's time for Cam's Uppers. It's the place to be.
For living. All right, let's hear it.
Cam's Uppers, that's the part of our show where I will share something that my mother usually finds
boring
or
useless
or
really annoying.
Great. I'm so happy that we could have this moment together. You're going to actually find this interesting.
Oh, no. Thich Nhat Hanh?
No, it doesn't have to do with Thich Nhat Hanh.
Deepak Chopra?
I was thinking about, you know, one of the precepts of
the Dalai Lama
that the lay Buddhists are supposed to take on, meaning like one of the guidelines they're supposed to take on is why sexuality
as opposed to dumb sexuality.
Yes, why sexuality? Use your sexual energy wisely. What do you think this means?
I think that the Fresno State guy did not practice wise sexuality.
That is absolutely correct. That's the example of
dumb sexuality.
Dumbass sexuality. Dumbass use of sexuality.
Let's hear it.
Well, you know, and then this. It's a tough question. What is wise sexuality?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, in my day-to-day life, it kind of means, I think, not having sex with people who I don't, you know.
No?
Well.
Should I fill in the blanks?
If they're animals.
Like?
Yeah. Here's the deal. If I could be on the same page as someone, like, so if we're both using each other for our bodies.
Yeah, if you're it's like a friends with benefits. I hear you.
That I still don't know if it's considered wise sexuality. Honestly, it's
right.
It's a big toss-up for me.
Anytime you communicate with someone and you both agree on a subject, then I think that it's wise.
Or is wise sexuality the act of, you know, using your sexuality to get closer with someone? Like it's the next level of getting closer and intimate with someone. Why are you on your phone scrolling? What the fuck is going on?
I highlighted something for you.
You're this bored?
No, I highlighted this because it reminded me of exactly what you're talking about because you've been explaining yourself. The problem is when you highlight yourself on Kindle, You have to go through like 20.
This is insane.
25 chapters to
How
find.
Are you ever going to find it? She's okay. My mother is currently swiping. She's swiping faster than I swipe on Hinge or any dating app. She's flying through these pages as if she's going to actually find something.
I highlighted a whole page
for you.
You
must have gone through 100 pages at this point.
I know. I love this book. It's by Carl Hiaasen. It's really
good.
What
is this book?
It's called Squeeze Me, and it's a fiction novel. But he talked. Oh, I think I saw it. No, that's not
just
it.
Just out of curiosity, are you usurping my canvas uppers?
No, but I was going to give this to you to hopefully help you feel better. But I can give you this little thing later.
All right. I actually didn't even want to talk about why sexuality today.
Why? Because it was so exciting?
Well, I wanted to give something a little more concrete found.
Well, let's hear that. Let's hear the concrete thing.
This could be considered a little news, but I wanted to say that Insider.com reports that data from Hinge, which bills itself as a dating app meant to be deleted, shows singles are ghosting their matches less during the pandemic.
Oh, they're lowering the standards.
But also going on more dates. How
like
interesting.
Ghosting
is that?
Less.
Ghosting less. Can you stop with the fucking swiping?
Sorry.
I'm going to ghost you on this fucking podcast over here with the swiping. What? You talk for incessantly, and then you don't listen when I have 5 seconds to talk.
All right, go ahead.
I have lost hearing, by the way, my right ear.
Okay.
I swear to God, I have the biggest ringing in my ear right now.
You have tinnitus?
Yeah, I think you gave me tinnitus with all your swiping. So before the pandemic, 63% of the surveyed singles admitted to ghosting a match. So what, you know what this means?
Yeah, I know what ghosting means.
What does it mean?
Oh, ghosting a match. Yeah. I thought you meant like after they've been dating, then they ghosted. This is ghosting. In other words, they just keep swiping, hoping for something better.
No, ghosting a match is when you're matched with someone and say you go on a date with them or a couple dates with them, and then you just drop off and you don't talk to them.
So it's basically ghosting.
Yes.
Okay. Why is it called ghosting a match?
They match with someone and they ghost them.
Okay.
So 63% of the surveyed
singles.
It's
not like ghosting before they even go on the date, though. Like they decide, like, oh, we matched. Oh, I don't really want to deal with that person.
I actually don't know the details.
Oh, my God. Wait. So I'm probably right
about
this.
Hold on. This is promising.
How is this that in ghosting a match versus just ghosting people once you start dating them in general?
I think that's what it's saying, that people are dating and then fewer people are now just ghosting them.
Okay.
Okay.
So they're accepting people's flaws.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I understand.
It's not that they're accepting people's flaws. They're treating them with more respect. They're saying, hey, I know we went out with each other and I don't think we're necessarily a good match.
Oh, you're saying ghosting as opposed to talking about breaking up as opposed to not. Yeah. As opposed to having a conversation about the breakup.
Yes, exactly. So 63% of the surveyed singles admitted to ghosting a match prior to the pandemic. 27% said they've decreased how often they ghost others during the pandemic.
I like this.
You like that?
And I think I know why. Why do you think why?
I think that, well, this article suggests that the decrease in ghosting could signal that singles are lonely and craving intimate connection. So they just want to be more with each other.
No, but it's, in terms of ghosting, that would indicate to me that whether or not the person is feeling badly about not communicating with the other person when they break up. Because they've maybe established a more intimate communication on Zoom first. As opposed to like going on a couple dates and that's it?
It's very possible. I think when I go on...
Maybe you get closer.
When I'm on Zoom, I feel so comfortable. When I'm in person with the person, there's so much shit going on. I'm trying to...
You're judging. You're judging.
Well, I judge on Zoom too. But
on Zoom, you only see the top quarter. Wait, when you're on Zoom on a Zoom date...
Yeah.
I'm going to say this without laughing.
Am I showered?
First of all, I hope you're showered because right now you look like you haven't taken a shower in at least a week or something.
I'm typically unshowered, but I wear a headband.
Why can't you take a shower?
Sometimes I shower, but then I
do you get charged for your water or something and that's why you're not paying? What is going on that you don't shower?
I needed to rush over here because you had a very limited time frame where you could record this
shit. What about the 2 days before this that you couldn't have taken a shower?
I didn't have time.
Okay. First question is, when you're on the Zoom, circling back to Jeffrey Toomis, whatever his name is.
Toobin.
Toobin. by the way, Jeffrey Dahmer, Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know about the Jeffreys these days. It's almost as bad as the Chris's. So I'm not feeling bad about Karen after I hear about this kind of shit. But basically, my question to you is, when you are on a Zoom date, are you naked from the waist down?
I've thought about this before.
Don't do that.
It is creepy, so I don't do that.
Yeah, that's very creepy. And you might get become the next Jeffrey.
Yeah, I don't do that. I put on clothes for all dates that I go on.
It's very nice. You typically wash your hair?
I don't always put on my clothes for my Saturday night Zooms with my friends. In fact, I'm usually
naked.
Complete ass naked.
Do they know this?
Yeah. Sometimes they get flashed.
Oh my God. That is.
They're two of my best friends. They can see my dick.
They don't need to see that.
They're often naked as well.
What? You guys are just sitting around on Saturday night.
In fact, if
the three of you talking philosophy, talking about boring Cam's Upper type topics.
Yeah.
And you're all nude.
Yeah. It's like a kind of communal therapy session. And then eventually, you know,
nude therapy.
There's a dick that pops out at some point.
Are you guys?
Someone's dick pops out.
Are they erect dicks or just flaccid?
No, they're flaccid, limp, lonely dicks.
Okay.
Anyway.
This conversation has devolved so greatly.
All I'm saying is that Hinge people are ghosting less, which I think is wonderful.
I do too. And I think it's because when you make an eye-to-eye connection on Zoom first, it's a lot more compelling to stay together and not hurt people's feelings. Or not even to stay together, but to at least, when you break up, do it in a humane way.
I think so.
And not just ghost.
But
the key is ghost.
I have been wondering, you know, I have gone on maybe one Zoom date with someone. Do I have to tell them in a follow-up text, hey, it was nice meeting you, but I don't think we need to go further? Or is that, if I don't do that, is that considered a ghost?
What do you typically do?
Well, typically,
you don't date.
You're in person.
I meant when you're on a Zoom date, you've gone on quite a number of these.
I know.
So what do you typically do?
I think if it's just one date and nice meeting you, or like, all right, talk to you soon. I think that everyone understands, I hope.
Yeah.
Like, I would understand, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not typically hurt if that's the case.
Men,
If it's more than one date, that's where I think, like, I need to actually.
All right.
Especially if it's in person.
Okay.
I have to say, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Those
go our separate ways.
Those romping in the park dates that you have six feet away from each other?
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's the progression by the way, for those people who are not dating right now. This is the progression I've taken. It's you do initial FaceTime or Zoom, which I fucking love, because you get that out of the way. It's a screening that you don't need to even, I mean, you have to dress up as we talked about, but you don't need to worry too much about where it's going to be, when it's going to be, whatever.
Yeah.
You do that, goes well. You go to phase two, the in-person 6 feet apart date with a mask on. Where you?
Why are you? If you're 6 feet apart outside in a park, why do you need a mask?
Wearing an entirely saran wrap bubble suit.
Then you wonder why the ghosting occurs on the other end.
So that's date number two, which is very fun. If you get past date number two, you get to date three, and that's where it gets really exciting, because then you start talking about testing. Can you get tested for the fact whether or not you're infected with this virus that can cause severe lung damage.
All right. This is how you wonder again why those dates ended up poorly.
Mom, you don't know what the fuck is going on in my dating life.
I honestly don't know what's going on.
Nothing going on.
What is going on?
I'm single as a jaybird, and my friends don't seem to give a flying fuck.
What do you want
them to do? If you're listening right now and you're in my life right now, why have you not set me up with someone? I'm lonely as fuck out here.
Maybe because they don't want to set someone up with someone who doesn't wash their hair.
And I've got a beautiful burning ass dick right now that needs to be lotioned by someone.
Oh my God. Uber lube to save the day.
All right.
Wait, I just say one thing about that, what you were talking about in terms of like ghosting, etc.?
Yeah.
When I was dating way before the pandemic, I had a hard time telling a guy that I don't want to go out with them again, because they always wanted to go out with me again, because I have such a bubbly, effervescent personality.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to go out with you, mother?
Yeah, right.
Of course.
So I was always the one to say, I don't want to go out with you again, but I couldn't say it. So I would always make up something. And one time I actually fixed up a date with a friend of mine That's the way he goes, this is the worst way I've been broken up with. I just basically said, would you like to go out? It's not working for me, but would you like to go out with a friend of mine?
I actually liked that a lot.
And he ended up saying yes.
And was it a success?
It was not a success.
Oh.
Because he's the same person who said to me, I just figured something out on our date that I've gone on 13 blind dates and they all didn't last past the first date.
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, was your friend happy that you set you that you
she was.
She set you up? You set her up with your sloppy seconds?
Yeah, she was actually happy about it. But
really?
Then she went out with him one date and decided he was number that was 14 for
oh,
him.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a sad.
It's very sad.
But my point for bringing it up is I think that what I found is that guys like black and white. They like to have like some logical breakup as opposed to just like saying, oh, it's not you, it's me, and I have another boyfriend and all this.
I mean, what's
bullshit.
Hard is that you might not know at the end of a date if you want to continue seeing the person. Sometimes you need a little time to think about it. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm like, oh, I'd see this person again. And then I think about it later on over the next couple of days. I'm like, I don't really want to see this person again. And so that I don't want to commit and then revoke it.
I understand.
So I leave it open. And then if I want to continue on, then I'll set up another
one. I just think it's hard in person versus it's easier on the phone.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And ideally, if you're with some sort of matchmaking service, they do the breakup. They just call the person up and say, hey, you know, she wasn't
it's
all that
important.
Interested.
It's important that we go through this, we go through the breaking up. Yeah,
I
it's
had
very
a very
important.
Hard time. I was just very much of a what's known as a Cooney Lemmel.
A little scared sheep.
A little wimp. Well, don't bring up sheep again.
All right. We got to wrap it up, Mother.
All right. Well, this has been a fun, frolicking, sneaky, freaky talk.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to, maybe we'll keep doing these shorter ones and just give us your thoughts. How about that? Give us your thoughts. Did you like this episode? We try to keep it on track with the sex stuff. If you enjoyed it, just tell us what the fuck you thought of this. 310-356-3920. That's in our episode description. Text us. Just text us.
Or go to ratethispodcast.com/mom.
That's where you can leave us a review and it's very helpful for us. And it's also super helpful to join our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. By the way, we had a phenomenal sneaky freak
Patreon party.
And I want to thank everyone who attended that. You too can attend our monthly Zooms.
We promise not to ghost you.
We will not ghost you at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And welcome to our newest patron, Drogo.
Drogo, thank you for joining us.
I wonder if that's with a reference to Khal Drogo.
I thought so.
Who someone thought would be a wonderful role model for me.
I think he's hot as fuck if you're talking about the one from Game of Thrones.
That's exactly who you're talking about. That we're talking about. Okay. On that note, Mother, do you want to sing them out?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having fun with hormonies.
Hormonies?
Okay. Testosterones.
All right. We
love
you guys.
There's no way I can rhyme anything with birds and the bees anymore. It's just going to be a big mess.
Thank you very much for listening. We love
you
to the moon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.